I'm Vicki Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a summer resident of Eastham who's working to jumpstart a chestnut industry in New England.
In 2018, John O'Niger planted 7 acres of blight-resistant Chinese chestnuts in western Massachusetts.
I picked them because they're a smallish tree crop. They come into production fairly quick. They'll start to produce in year 4, 5, 6, and then increase from there. And then the per acre number can be quite high, from 2,000 to 5,000 pounds an acre. Producing this high quality staple crop nut that is basically akin to wheat.
Jono wanted his farm, Big River Chestnuts, to act as a demonstration site. He says that more than 100 years after the chestnut blight killed off American chestnuts, the United States is the only country that can grow this crop that doesn't have an established chestnut industry. So until there's a blight-resistant American variety, he thinks planting Chinese chestnuts in New England makes a lot of sense.
The Chinese are proven here. The Chinese and Chinese crosses, the seedlings are blight-resistant. Since they're seedlings, there's a range. Some of them do still get blight, and some are completely resistant. They are very productive and could replace wheat in our diet. So instead of needing to till thousands and thousands of acres in the Midwest with this incredibly destructive agriculture, in the Northeast, we could be growing our own staple carb crop.
It's an exciting idea. Many European countries call chestnuts the bread tree because the nuts are high in carbohydrates and make really good flour. Currently, New England grows less than 5% of the grains we eat here, and almost none of our nuts. To keep well as a staple food, chestnuts require careful storage and some processing.
The main thing is that chestnuts need to be kept cool, basically refrigerated, and even sealed up. Because they have high water content and they have very low oil, they can dry out and go bad.
Without a fridge, chestnuts were preserved historically by making what's called a husk mound. Basically, you pile them up still inside the husks and then cover the mound with leaves, ferns, and dirt and keep it damp. Inside the husk mound, the nuts ferment and can be stored for months. In the fridge, chestnuts keep about 3 months before they start sprouting, or they'll keep up to a year in the freezer. They can also be cured and dried whole, and then milled into flour. This chestnut flour can be used to make all kinds of familiar foods.
Everything from sort of tortillas and breads to soups to cakes made with chestnut flour and cakes and cookies and pastries.
Jono planted his chestnuts in a mixed agroforestry system. So the chestnuts grow mixed with other perennial garden plants, like fruit trees, berries, and vegetables, and animals foraging underneath them. The idea is to have a place where New Englanders can visit to see what growing chestnuts here might look like.
This 7 acres, which is really very small, is probably doubled the crops in chestnuts in Massachusetts. So we have a long way to go. There's a lot of people planting them. There's, I think, hundreds and hundreds of trees going in now every year, and we're hoping to just increase that.
Jono also works as a landscape design consultant. He says when he talks with landowners about planting chestnuts, some are really excited, but many who have large areas of pasture or cleared land that would be ideal for big, widely spaced chestnut groves have spent a lifetime keeping trees out. Forest is the natural landscape in New England, after all. So for farmers who have been fighting trees, it's a hard sell to bring them back in. John O'Niger thinks it makes more sense to work with the trees than against them. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've done some other local food reports about tree nuts and how they could become staple crops in our foodways. We're curious if you use flours made with tree nuts. Reach out. We want to hear about it. We've also got some great pictures of Big River Chestnuts, John O'Niger's demonstration farm in Sunderland along the Connecticut River. It's all right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.